Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of procrastination-busting goodness. Ever feel like you're constantly running on this hamster wheel of stress and pressure? Like life just keeps throwing curveballs and you're struggling to keep up? Trust me, I've been there. We all have those days where we feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and just plain defeated. But guess what? There's a superpower that can help us navigate these rough patches. Resilience. And the coolest part? It's not some mythical ability, it's something we can cultivate through self-compassion and mindfulness. Today, we're diving deep into how these two powerful practices can become your secret weapons against stress, anxiety, and those pesky moments of procrastination that threaten to derail your day. Let me lay down five killer takeaways that will transform the way you approach challenges. 1. Self-compassion is not self-pity. Listen up. This isn't about giving yourself a free pass or wallowing in misery. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to a good friend who's going through a tough time. Think of it as your internal cheerleader, offering words of encouragement instead of harsh criticism. When you screw up, which we all do, remember to be your own best buddy. 2. Mindfulness is your superpower. Ever notice how our minds tend to race like crazy, jumping from one thought to the next? Mindfulness is about bringing your attention back to the present moment, noticing your breath, your senses, and simply being aware of what's happening right now. It's like hitting the pause button on that mental chaos and finding a sense of calm amidst the storm. 3. These two practices go hand in hand. Imagine self-compassion as the foundation and mindfulness as the building blocks. When you practice self-compassion, you create a safe space for yourself to be fully present at each moment. And when you cultivate mindfulness, you become more attuned to your thoughts and feelings, allowing you to respond to challenges with greater awareness and grace. 4. Resilience is a muscle. Just like any other muscle, the more you exercise it, the stronger it becomes. So don't get discouraged if you have setbacks. They are part of the process. Learn from them, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Remember, every challenge overcome builds your resilience and empowers you for future adventures. 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments. It could be finishing a task you've been putting off, managing stress effectively, or simply taking a moment to appreciate the little things in life. Celebrate these victories because they fuel your motivation and remind you of your inner strength. Okay, let's get real for a second. Remember that time you were swamped with deadlines, emails piling up faster than you could answer them, and that looming project was stressing you out? You know the feeling, right? That tight chest, the racing heart, and the urge to just hide under your blankets until it all went away. Now imagine this. Instead of panicking and spiraling into chaos, you take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings with self-compassion. Hey, I'm feeling overwhelmed right now, but that's okay, and bring your attention to the present moment. You might focus on the sensation of your feet on the ground, the sound of your breathing, or even the warmth of your morning coffee. With each deep breath, you feel a sense of calm washing over you. You start prioritizing tasks, breaking them down into manageable steps, and tackling them one at a time. You even manage to sneak in a quick meditation break, just a few minutes to center yourself and regain clarity. Remember those five key takeaways we talked about. They're your secret weapons. Self-compassion is your armor against self-criticism. Mindfulness is your shield against stress. Together they build resilience, the superpower that helps you bounce back from setbacks, embrace challenges with confidence, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. So here's my challenge for you. Practice self-compassion today. Notice those moments when you're tempted to beat yourself up and instead offer yourself a kind word or gesture. Then take a few minutes to practice mindfulness. Simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. See how these two practices can transform your experience of the world around you. Share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of self-compassion and mindfulness. And be sure to join our community on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until tomorrow, stay fired up and unstoppable. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.